his wife Vicky will, it's very, very doubtful that she will be with him. We've been announcing also her cancer has come back. She's under treatments every week, or multiple, exactly, scheduled treatments, multiple times a week, undergoing treatments, and she's nearing the end of that cycle, but I doubt that she will be accompanied. He is excited to be here. Listen, let's continue to pray for that. We've got announcements that sent out, distributed, and I did not check with Bruce, but he will be preaching that Sunday. He thinks he. We all hope that he will be preaching that Sunday morning. But I don't. Let's remember them. They're going through the grind right now. But him continue to work the kingdom. That's what Vicky wants him to do. So it's true. They're in the grind. Oh, Worship the King will be our first song.
Worship the King of glorious above, and gratefully sing His wonderful love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Frail children of dust, and feeble as frail, in thee do we trust, nor find thee to fail. Thy mercies how tender, how firm to the end. Our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend.
Okay, our next song is
most of us. We sang this the last time we sang in the back, Someday. And it's not a difficult song at all. And you'll know exactly as we get into it. But the verses, it's got two verses. And the verses are kind of, the lyrics are kind of somewhat.
in all of your graces.
Of it. The question is, you know, why don't people believe the truth? Specifically, why don't people believe the gospel? And, you know, there might be a lot of answers to that question. You know, I don't think there's really any valid answers once you hear truth and you know the truth. I mean, accept it or not. You know, I think rightfully so, one of the kids gave the answer is because they don't want to. You know, and I think that's what it always comes down to. And I think that's even for us, when we know the gospel, there's parts of it we don't want to do that. So just want to talk a little bit about that. And I think there's a pattern that God tells us in Romans, first chapter, and starting in verse 18. I'm going to read 18 through 23. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of an immortal God for images resembling mortal man and his birds and animals and creeping. So I think the first thing when you start looking at, you know, people who don't accept the truth, or even people who've had the truth and we've seen it, we know people in this congregation that have left the truth, and you wonder why. We know it doesn't happen overnight. And I think the first thing there is in verse 21, we don't honor or give God thanks. I mean, that's the first step. It's, you know, you're not appreciative of what you have and what he's done for us. And then, I don't want to read all this chapter, so I'm going to skip down to verse 25, I think it's the next point. Actually, 24 and 25 I will read. Therefore, God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity,
the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. So the next thing they exchanged truth about God for a lie. And in this case, I think it was idol worship. But whatever you put in place of God, you know, that's what you replace it with. Whatever that might be for each of us, I think that takes the place of that. And there's a lot of verses, a lot of part in this we can go through, but I'm going to skip down to verse 28, the next kind of step progression of this. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind, do what not they ought not be done. So the last step is they just didn't acknowledge God at all, and this is, you know, kind of what it wound up to. And as you continue through 28 through 32, it lists all the sins and just the progression of sin. And we've seen this maybe in our own lives, but in the lives of others, how, you know, it may start small, might start missing services, and it just gets worse and worse. And I think, you know, that's what we learn. And then just to mention in verse 32, I will read that. It says, they know God's decree that those who practice such things deserve to die. They not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. So it wasn't out of their mind that they knew punishment, they knew God's will, but they just chose not to do it. So that all being said, you know, how can we prevent going down this road? And if you back up and go to Romans 16, the 1, 16 and 17 there, I think it's a simple answer from this verse. There's a lot of other verses. In verse 16 it says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it is the righteousness of God, is revealed from faith for faith, as is written, righteousness shall live by faith. So the answer is in the gospel. So obviously we need to know the gospel, we need to study it, we need to be here hearing it, we need to be singing songs from the gospel so that we may stay on that path. So tonight, if you haven't obeyed the gospel, you know what it tells you to do, you haven't obeyed, been baptized, or having done so, over on 18 through 32, you're going down that path, we ask that you would think about those things and repent. If you need prayers, that you would come forward, whatever your need may be, come forward as we stand and sing.